cats have 9 lives, you know," said Sir Wilfrid with a laugh.
"Possibly," answered Tobermory, "but only one stomach."
"Lady Blemley," cried Miss Cornet, "don't send that cat to the kitchen. He will talk about us to the cook."
Everyone was very worried now. They remembered uncomfortably that Tobermory moved freely all over the house and gardens at all hours of the day and night. He could look into any of the bedrooms if he wanted to. What had he seen? What had he heard? Nobody's secrets were safe now.
"Oh, why did I come here?"
cried Agnes Resker, who could never stay silent for long.
"You know very well why you came here," said Tobermory immediately. "You came for the food, of course. I heard you talking to Mrs. Cornet in the garden. You said that the Blemleys were terribly boring people, but they had an excellent cook."
"You mustn't believe him," cried Agnes. "I never said that, did I, Mrs. Cornet?"
"Later, Mrs. Cornet repeated your words to Bertie Van Tan," said Tobermory. "She said, that Resker woman will go anywhere for 4 good meals a day, and Bertie said..." Just then, Tobermory looked out for the window and saw the doctor's big yellow cat crossing the garden. Immediately, he disappeared through an open window. Everyone started talking at once, and Mr. Appin found himself in a storm of angry questions.
"You must stop this at once," everyone said to him.
"What will happen if Tobermory teaches other cats to talk? We shall never have a moment's peace."
"It's possible that he has taught the gardener's cat," replied Mr. Appin thoughtfully, "but I don't believe he has had time to teach any other cats."
"Then," said Miss Cornet, "although Tobermory is a valuable cat, he and the gardener's cat must die. Don't you agree, Lady Blemley?"
"You're right," said Lady Blemley sadly. "My husband and I love Tobermory. Well, we did before this afternoon. But now, of course, he must die as soon as possible."
"We'll poison his dinner," said Sir Wilfrid, "and I will kill the gardener's cat myself. The gardener won't like it, but I'll say it has some kind of disease."
"But what about my discovery?"
cried Mr. Appin.
"What about all my years of work? Are you going to destroy my only successful student?"